your brains. We're just gonna have fun and learn. Before we begin, we always start with the proverb of the day. Today's proverb is 迟得苦中苦方为人上人. Only by standing the hardest of hardships can you hope to rise in society. In other words, one cannot achieve glory and wealth without having going through the trials and the tribulations. No pain, no gain. Learn from your mistakes, those hurdles, those challenges, because that's a lesson. I think of it like this. So every time there's a problem and I solve that problem, I now learned a lesson. Within that lesson, that's my tool. That's my resource. When I do experience another problem similar to the one before, guess what? Winnie the Builder be able to use what I learned as a resource. With that said, today I wanted to be informative. Do you love the Asian culture as much as I do? Well, today you're here for a treat. I have gathered a list of places that I think you would enjoy the next time you visit Chinatown, New York City. So to give a brief overview, Chinatown has the largest concentration of Chinese people with a population of 90,000 to 150,000 people. It is located on the Lower East Side with streets that you probably know, Canal Street, Lafayette, Grand Street, East Broadway. Chinatown is home to the largest number of immigrants in New York. The majority of the inhabitants are from Guangdong, Taishan, which is where I'm from, my hometown, Hong Kong, and the Fujian province of China. So when you walk around Chinatown in the narrow streets, you'll find diversity. Chinese cuisines with origins from Shanghai, Sichuan, Toisan. There's also Thai, Malaysian, Singapore, Japanese, Indonesian, all representing the Asian fusion. If you are interested in the Chinese dishes, try dim sum. Dim sum in Chinese, it means touch the heart. And it is the Cantonese term for small dishes. You'll find fried food, pork buns, shrimp dumplings, spring rolls. Certain foods are considered yi hei, the ones that are oily. And I talked about this in the previous episode. The idea is when we're eating yi hei foods, we balance it off with tea. Hence why people call it yam cha. Dim sum is served with attendant. And so these attendants, they would push mobile carts. It will go from table to table. Each item is freshly prepared from the kitchen. Dim sum is really popular in Hong Kong and Guangzhou, but it is now served all around the world. People from all across the world are spending their morning or early afternoon drinking tea. I deeply love every single one of my listeners. You guys are all my friends. I will be sharing my top three places to go when visiting Chinatown, New York City. Let's go. The first restaurant is Royal Seafood Restaurant. It's located at 103-105 Mott Street, New York, 10013. I would recommend you try the siu mai, the pork buns, or cha siu bao, the pai guat, the steamed pork ribs, cheong fan, rice noodle roll. There's options of shrimp, beef, vegetables. When you are visiting, please expect a 15 to 30 minute wait time for seating. I would recommend the weekdays. The weekdays is not as hectic to bring your friends or your family. Perfect for big groups. The second restaurant is Nam Hua Tea Parlor. This is located at 13 Doria Street, New York, 10013. I would recommend you try the house special roast pork bun or the cha siu bao. There's also the shrimp siu mai. The house special pan fried dumplings is also really good. And also the steamed spare ribs. Nam Hua Tea Parlor has a long history in the neighborhood. And they have been serving dim sum since 1920. Just the atmosphere, the environment, the vintage look. Great place to hang out with your friends for lunch. I would like to point out that this restaurant is cash only. And they do not take any other forms of payment. They will be busy after 6 p.m. So you will expect a 15 or 30 minute wait time for serving. The third restaurant is the Shanghai Heping Restaurant, located at 104 Mott Street, New York, 10013. I would recommend the Xiao Long Bao or the Xiu Long Bao soup dumplings. There's options of pork, crab pork, both of which are delicious. And of course, the scallion pancakes, which are also pretty good. The dumplings are served on steamed cabbage. Please note that there is soup inside. I would recommend to bite the outside of the dumpling and then have a spoon ready on the other hand for the soup to spill out. At the very least of your experience, would you like soup to be splat all over your clothes? Just be on the lookout. When you stop by any of these three restaurants, you want to learn a language. You want to learn how to speak Chinese today. Well, I got you. Today, I'm going to present to you a basic and easy understand Chinese greeting. Feel free to use this as a guide the next time you're ordering food or you're greeting others in Chinese. Let's go. Like all languages, we start off with the pronoun. 我 means I. 你, you. 他, he. And the second on the right, there's a slash. 他 written differently. The first character is 女, which means female, representing she. 我, 你, 他. Once you got those three down, you're on the way. How do I say hello? Let's say we're having a conversation with an imaginary friend. We're going to name him Bob. I'll ask Bob. 你好, hello. What if Bob's a little older? How do I greet somebody who's older or has a higher status? I'll say 您好. Bob has a group of friends with him. I'll say 你们好, which means hello in a group form. So Bob's gonna ask me this. 叫 means to call. Let's say Bob's friend comes over to me. Bob's friend asked me this. 你好，你叫什么? Hello, what is your name? I'll say 我叫雷永娜. My name is 雷永娜, but you can call me Winnie for short. Let's say we're going on a little date. I'll say this to the afternoon. 下午好. And I'll ask Bob's friend this. 你最近怎么样? How have you been recently? Bob's friend will say 高兴. Of course he'll be happy. Bob's friend takes me to a restaurant. We go to one of those three restaurants I mentioned. Here I have a list of vocabulary that I think would be relevant when you visit these restaurants. So the server comes up to you and he asks, 请问, excuse me, 花茶, center tea, 咖啡, coffee. Knowing what we learned, the server will ask you this, 喝茶还是咖啡? 还是 means or. Drink tea or coffee. Bob's friend's going to say 喝茶 because he knows Winnie loves tea. Moving forward, let's say I crave oranges. I'll say 水果, which means fruits. Bob's friend, he asked me this. 你喜欢做什么? You like to do what? Bob's friend is groovy. 跳舞, to dance. Do you dance? I'll say 对. 不起, I'm sorry. In a sentence, I'll say, 对不起, 我不跳舞. Bob's friend is not pleased. He compliments, 真漂亮, really pretty. And who doesn't love compliments? 聪明, smart. Bob's friend is flattering me now. So I'll say, 谢谢, thank you. Bob's friend knows a little more words now. 不客气, you're welcome. Now moving on to the other scenario. In this case, you're going into the restaurant and you're going with a group of friends. 来吃饭, to come together and eat. And we're all drinking. We'll say 干杯, cheers, as we propose a toast. So in a sentence, 我们一起干杯, all together, cheers. After a night out and you're now a little tipsy, you'll say 晚上好, good evening. 回家, good evening, it's time to return home. 明天见, see you tomorrow. But that's just the basics of Chinese. Created these scenarios, it's not real. I don't have a Bob's friend in real life. This is a story. Stories is what makes learning fun, because I think learning should be fun. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I will send you guys the link so you guys have access to it and you can download it. See you on the other side.